The Rensselaerville Festival of Writers gets underway on Thursday. That's August 15th and runs through the 18th in several venues throughout the idyllic Helderberg Hamlet of Rensselaerville, New York. Readings, workshops, and receptions feature local, regional, and nationally known professionals, including Joan Walsh, Liz Winstead, Peter Trachtenberg, Paul Lafarge, David Reese, John Bow, right?
Yes.
Sarah Henry, Sarah Van Arsdale, and the list goes on and on. And this summer marks the fourth Rensselaerville Festival of Writers. Festival proceeds benefit the historic Rensselaerville Library. So what could be better than that? Joining us this morning, we welcome festival organizers Marilyn Olivia as well as Janet Botash. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate you coming and telling us more about this wonderful festival.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us back.
We love having you here. We love this festival. I love the idea of this festival just knowing that all of you kids are down there doing this wonderful thing and Rensselaerville is terrific. So fourth year?
Yes.
So it's really grown.
It has really grown, and we have expanded our horizons with every year. This year, we're especially proud of our outreach to local writers, and we have two events that showcase local writers. We sent out a request for submissions, and we got over 40 manuscripts of prose, poetry, all kinds of things. And from those, we came up with two local writers' events, and one of them is hosted by Liz Winstead.
Yep.
It's the Saturday night, late night owl storytelling, and Liz Winstead, David Reese, and David Greenberger are going to be hosting local writers telling true stories.
Those kids should be fun together.
Those kids should be really fun together.
You're looking forward to that.
That's a good group.
That's a really good trifecta.
Yeah.
And that is one of the events that will take place at the Carey Center for Global Good, and it's right after Joan Walsh, Saturday night.
Yep. So wonderful.
We're really happy to have Joan also this year.
So what goes into, give me a sense of what you're looking for in a writer, in an artist to come to this festival? What when you're thinking of your wish list, what are you looking for?
Somebody who will agree to come.
Oh, that.
We look for diversity in genres, in subject matter. We also look for writers who will also often give a workshop.
Workshops.
So Peter Trachtenberg, for example, is giving a workshop that's entitled Beyond Memory, but he's also reading from Another Insane Devotion.
Yeah.
So that's another sort of, you know, package for us, prize package, that we have these incredible writers willing to come and do both.
And sit down and actually talk with audiences about their craft more
than signing their books,
and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
We have Jan Libby as well.
Yes.
A good friend of Marilyn's will be there.
She's doing a workshop. She's an ARG designer and writer and producer.
What is ARG?
Artificial Reality Games.
Okay.
And she is especially known for her work on Kevin Bacon's show The Following. And she does all the backstory, interactive internet component of that television series. But she's coming to us.
I love that show.
You do?
I haven't seen it. Oh, you've got to
see it. Really good?
Oh, it's so good.
I love serial killers, so I should
watch
it.
Yeah, no, it's so good. It's well done. It was robbed at the Emmys. They didn't So they didn't nominate it for anything. But it was so good. It's a really well done
show. Oh, good. Well, I have to catch up.
Yeah.
Or Dan will kill me.
Me too.
But she's going to take Sherwood Anderson's Winesburg, Ohio, and we're going to take two chapters from that book, and we're going to then transform it in this workshop into an interactive, multi-platform format that includes text, image, sound. So we'll have computer stations and stuff. And so we're really excited about Jan coming because she's coming from Maine. And that is a new component for us also.
And when you talk about workshops, so ultimately, how many workshops are there? What do you
four. Have? We have four workshops this year, yes. And so the workshops are 2 hours, 2.5 hours, mm-hmm. and registration beforehand is recommended because they fill up. And what you have is, for example, with Peter Trachtenberg, you have 2.5 hours with Peter, and he has sent out what he would like his workshop to be composed of. And so people know coming in that they're going to do something beyond memory is what he calls his. And so people can bring in their own samples and he will go through that with them. And just share his expertise on writing. And that's one of the great things about this festival is that we try to incorporate workshops for local writers to come and hone their skills and hang out with these people who have a lot to offer.
It's a very full schedule. I mean, there's always something. I mean, once you start Thursday at 4 o'clock, then just, you know, boom, 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 boom,
boom. And I
think
if you can't manage to make the workshops, the readings are going to be just really fantastic. And they are timed, 45 minutes, and everybody will be reading from their most recent book that's been published. And so I think that will be a great place to be as well.
And David Reese is going to be performing his How to Sharpen a Pencil,
which
we're all
hilarious.
Really looking forward to.
Artisanal pencil sharpening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He takes it very seriously
yes.
with
very
the,
seriously.
The shavings in the bag and so mm-hmm. forth. It's a good stuff and very, very funny, and he's a great performer. It is Dave Hill. I also wanted to mention Dave Hill.
He
had to back out?
Yes, but now
yes.
we have David Greenberger.
Okay.
Of the Duplex
Who's
Planet.
Fantastic.
Yes. And so he stepped right in.
My neighbor.
He is your neighbor, right?
He is my neighbor, yes.
And we're so excited that
really
he can
excited
come.
About
he's
his.
He's going to do a reading, and he's also going to be part of the storytelling
awesome.
Host.
That is great.
Yes.
What kind of audiences have you seen? I mean, is it because obviously there's this want to meet all these really cool people, but also I assume a community want to help the wonderful library.
Well, this being my first year, I really can't answer that question. All I know is that this being my first year, I'm incredibly excited and visualizing a lot of different kinds of people. But Marilyn could probably tell you what kind of people.
We're very lucky that we have a really supportive community. And so we have lots of people who live in the hamlet and in the surrounding areas, Potter Hollow, Preston Hollow, Medusa, who also come and listen to these readers. And we have people coming from the capital region and also people coming up from the city and from the Hudson Valley. So we try to present a program that is inclusive and will appeal to audiences from all of those areas.
And this being a fundraiser for the library, I mean, it's a great way to get everybody together and do something for libraries who are hard hit.
Hard hit and increasingly significant and important to local communities like
Absolutely.
This. When people give up their internet and they stop their Netflix, where do they go to log on and to rent movies? They go to the public libraries now. And so,
The library in Rensselaerville is really sort of the center of town and there's always great programs going on and those need to be supported.
Absolutely, and the center of any good town, I think.
Absolutely, yes.
When you think of what's coming up, so highlights for you?
Well, highlights, I have to say, one of the big highlights, besides Jan Libby's workshop and Peter Trachtenberg and Paula Farsh, is the beer stamp dish on Sunday afternoon. And
go,
so,
go on.
And yes, this will be really popular. Chef Micah Cuhar at the Palmer House is going to be hosting a stamp dish, which just means at one table.
Family style
food.
Yeah.
But we're really lucky we have Capital District and Saratoga beer meisters, Greg Cravina and Kevin Burns. And they are going to help with the history of beer brewing in Albany, talk about that. And we're also going to do, Micah and Kevin Burns are working on a menu that will pair different beers that have been donated by microbreweries from Long Island, from Cooperstown, from all over, with food. And that's our sort of end Sunday event. And I think that's going to be really, really wonderful. And I love the title of that event, which is I Only Have Eyes for Brew.
Yes.
So I am really excited about that and hoping that people will come and love the beer and love the food.
That's the cap off on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And also tell us about New York State of Mind. This is juried stories and poems that have been written that have local origin.
Yes. That was one of the other local writers' events. And so what we decided to do was try to encourage people to write stories about the communities they live in. And so an upstate state of mind mm-hmm. came out of that, of the stories that we got from people, the submissions.
And then you jury them.
And then they're juried by people who are not affiliated with the Writers' Festival, so we don't get yelled at. And and they're people who are going to read their own stories, which will be really, really wonderful. And again, behind the Palmer House underneath a tent in case it's a little too hot or a little too rainy.
Yeah.
And so that afternoon will be sort of centralized in the Palmer House. But one of the things we also love about this festival is we try to incorporate venues throughout the hamlet. So we use the Conkling Hall venue for the readings, Palmer House as much as we can, the library for the festival, workshops.
I'd like to also mention that we are doing a photography exhibit that's going to be incorporated, incorporating the spoken word, and it's going to feature local photographers who are internationally and nationally known, and that's going to be up on by the Hilltop Cafe and what used to be the old food co-op. So that's been set up, and that reception is Thursday between 4 and 6, and the gallery will be opened at various times over the whole weekend.
Well, for details about this festival, you can go to festivalofwriters.org, festivalofwriters.org, a wonderful event for a terrific cause, and it all starts on Thursday the 15th and runs through the 18th, festivalofwriters.org for a complete schedule and rundown. Marilyn and Janet, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate you making the trek and for sharing all of your good work with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
You're
listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.